Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and I hope you can join me and co-host Marianne Winnick at the Baltimore Book Festival on Friday evening at 5 p.m. at the Inner Harbor Stage for the Weekly Readers Trivia Quiz. But first, Marianne is here with two new books about fearless women who did things their way. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Let's start with the latest from Sarah Bird, Daughter of a Daughter of a Queen. Lightly based on the true story of a freed female slave who posed as a man, joined the army, and served with the Buffalo Soldiers, this rollicking epic marches fearlessly from the Civil War South to the sunburned edge of the Western frontier. In her 10th novel, Bird combines real historical figures and events with a wild mustang of a plot involving an embattled secret love, the last of which fans will recognize as a specialty of this author. Very much like Onion in James McBride's The Good Lord Bird, Kathy Williams successfully poses as a man to find her way out of the particular hell reserved for young black girls of this period. In fact, when we meet her, she has already gotten away with a diabolical plot to kill her owner as a punishment for abusing her little sister and has since taken to wearing pants. When Sheridan's troops arrive to pillage the plantation, they requisition Kathy as well, thinking she's a young man and just the right person to help in their kitchen. Torn from her mother and sister, she's tossed in the back of a wagon to ride up to camp. In it, she finds a mortally wounded but irresistibly handsome black Yankee soldier with whom she falls in love just before he expires and is tossed over the side. Sarah Bird has no trouble keeping a crazy romance with a dead person going great guns while exploring the very real historical ironies of black soldiers sent to subdue the Native American tribes. Meanwhile, the travails of this woman pretending to be a man echo across the centuries. Everybody's heard about Amelia Earhart, but now it turns out she was just one of a group of courageous women who took to the skies in the wildly unreliable flying machines of the 20s and 30s, many of them coming to less than happy endings. Fly Girls, How Five Daring Women Defied All Odds and Made Aviation History by Keith O'Brien tells their stories. In 1928, fewer than 12 women in the United States had pilot's licenses, and those ambitious ladies faced entrenched sexism from the men who ran the air races and financed the planes. In O'Brien's book, we meet five of them. One was a wealthy socialite. One was a beauty whose first job in aviation was standing on a wing in her bathing suit. All of them had dreams of breaking records, of crossing the Atlantic, of making history. And even though they were in competition with each other, they formed a union and worked together to advance the position of women in aviation. O'Brien puts us right in the cockpit with these heroines, and some cockpit it was, open to the wind and rain and ice and engine smoke. Their planes were rickety, their instruments were unreliable, and crashes were unbelievably common. The true daring of these women is really something to read about.
The books are Daughter of a Daughter of a Queen by Sarah Bird and Fly Girls by Keith O'Brien. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.